Labels on bottles of sunscreen are going to look a little bit different thanks to long-awaited updates from the FDA. Nika Leiba is senior analyst with the Environmental Working Group and co-author of EWG's 2013 report on sunscreen products. And Nika, explain the new labels for us.
What the FDA requires now is that companies can no longer use deceptive marketing claims on their products. So they can't use words such as waterproof or sweatproof or sunblock, because those terms are misleading and incorrect. The other thing the FDA finalized was that in order for a product to have the term broad spectrum on the label, the company had to test the product and the product had to meet a criteria.
When you say broad spectrum, you mean sunscreen that works on UVA and UVB rays?
Right. Both UVA and UVB rays have been associated with skin damage and skin cancer. UVB rays are what people are most familiar with because the UVB rays are the ones that cause burning or sun tans. UVA rays are a little bit longer and they penetrate the skin deeper, and they are associated with skin aging, skin damage, and skin cancer as well. The problem with sunscreens is that the SPF value only refers to UVB rays. So there's no indicator on the product about how protective the product is against UVA rays. So you want to find a product that is truly broad spectrum. The problem with the new FDA regulations, however, is that their broad spectrum rules are relatively weak, so much so that in Europe, half of the products that would meet those rules wouldn't be able to be sold in Europe because they have much stricter regulations. They require much stronger UVA protection.
I see. And in these updated FDA rules, I'm noting that products can't, as you mentioned, claim to be waterproof, and labels also must note a time limit of 40 or 80 minutes before sunscreen is ineffective. So why did it take so long for the FDA to update these labeling rules? They've been called for years.
That's a great question. These standards have been being promised since 1978. So it's been more than 30 years, and we don't know why the FDA has just finalized them. But what's even more concerning to us is this is a minimal step. So a consumer wanting to buy a sunscreen product still cannot be assured that the product that they're picking up on the shelf is safe and effective.
Interesting. There has been a lot of education over the past many years about the importance of wearing some sort of sunscreen or, you know, general sun protection habits. And nevertheless, skin cancer rates are still on the rise in the United States. Melanoma has had an annual increase of almost 2% per year since the year 2000. Why is that?
Our assessment is that it's a combination of things. We think inferior products on the market, as well as overinflated claims and consumer misuse, are in part due to the continued rise in melanoma rates. Also, the FDA has not set guidance on certain ingredients in sunscreens, such as retinol palmitate, which government testing has showed will increase the risk of skin tumors and lesions on sun-exposed skin. So that is of concern to us as well. We recommend that consumers look for the active ingredients zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. We find that those minerals provide true broad-spectrum protection and have minimal absorption through the skin. We also suggest not going above SPF 50 and also staying away from sprays and powders. Another ingredient that EWG says to avoid is oxybenzone. Oxybenzone is a commonly used active ingredient. However, oxybenzone readily penetrates the skin, is known to trigger allergic reactions, and it may in fact be a hormone disruptor. So we're extremely cautious of that ingredient, and we suggest to definitely stay away from it.
Well, Nika Leiba is a senior analyst with the Environmental Working Group and co-author of that organization's 2013 Guide to Sunscreens. There's a link to it at our website, hereandnow.org. Nika Leiba, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, we'll remember the late Senator Frank Lautenberg with NPR's Ron Elving. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.